but you ought to try something new. Cause you got a spot when a place is hot, and it likes to be tickled too. I've got a lot to drop on your loading dock, the delivery's in the rear. So buddy, let's play while the wife's away. Let me get you another beer. Let me pop you in the pooper, buddy, until I hear you squeal. If it hurts at first, that'll pass, and then you'll see how good it feels. Well, do it doggy style, so get on your paws and turn around and kneel. Yeah, pop you in the pooper, buddy. Let's see how good it feels. Real good, trust me. If you're ready now, I'm gonna start to plow and fertilize your field. Boy, your farm is rich, take it all, you bitch. Let's see what crop it yields. For a guy who's straight, man, your butt feels great. Don't worry, I'll never tell. When we meet next time, maybe you'll try mine. But for now, let's hear you yell. Let me pop you in the pooper, buddy, until I hear you squeal. If it hurts at first, that'll pass, and then you'll see it's no big deal. We'll do it doggy style, so get on your paws, yeah. Turn around and kneel. Yeah, pop you in the pooper, buddy. Let's see how good it feels.
The internet is not something that you just dump something on. It's not a big truck. It's a series of tubes.
I'd love to shove some sample tubes down my dick hole.
Try new peanut butter AIDS.
And if you don't understand, those tubes can be filled.
To take dicks in a mouth, pussy, and hole.
What's wrong with a girl accepting a dog penis into her cunt?
Why does man have to have such a sweet record?
Crystal meth loosens up your butthole.
The vagina is
a series of tubes.
Yes, it breaks to mention with you back one more time as we end the week with the Friday show. Thank you so much for joining me. Paul from St. Paul created today's intro, so thank you very much, Paul. We also got to hear more of Pop You in the Pooper. I've played clips of it on the show, but never from the start. So what a treat for your ears today. Listen, I've got a great program for you. At the top of the show, I want to mention this Applebee's controversy. Have you heard about this? This black pastor and a bunch of her friends all went out for a girls' night out at Applebee's. On Wednesday, I think it's like half-price flirtinis and Cosmos. So the pastor and a bunch of her crazy Christian friends all went out to the Applebee's, racked up a, $200 or $300 bill, which honestly isn't a lot for 20 people when you think about it. You know, it's not an outrageous bill. But when you have a large group, typically what restaurants do is they add a gratuity, like an 18% tip, because the poor fucking people that your server has to do a bunch of extra work. And I know a lot of people disagree. Tipping is a real hot button issue. My dad would never tip. It annoyed me to no end. He didn't understand that these people were making below minimum wage, and they rely on the tips to make up a large portion of their pay. All right, so the whole reason why there's a gratuity added to large parties, and I can't believe I have to go through this with you. If you're a server, right, and you get a large table of people, if you get like a group of 20 people, all right, that takes away from your other table. You can't get other tables at that point. It's more work for you. So let's say a normal server would have 10 tables they're dealing with. You, because you're dealing with this massive group of 20 people, maybe you only get 3 or 4 tables. And because of the extra work, there's a gratuity added, right? All right, so basically what happened here is this woman pastor, who once again is black, and we all know blacks don't tip. It's just a stereotype that happens to be true. The pastor sees the bill, and she realizes what's happening here with the gratuity of 18% added. So she thought she was going to be smart. And so she told the server, could you break this up into smaller portions? We're going to split this up. You know, split it up 5 ways or 3 ways. I don't know exactly how many ways they split this this check up. But when they received the new check, it still had that tip of 18% added because, you know, it was a large group of people. So what this pastor did was she scratched out the 18% tip. She wrote in the additional tip line $0. Then she wrote a little note saying, I give God 10%. Why do you get 18%? I'm a pastor. And so basically she gave this woman, the server, $0 and 0 cents. She got absolutely nothing. Now, here's the thing. I always tip. I make it easy on myself because I'm not so good with the math, right? For every $10, I tip two. It's a 20% tip. I'm very generous. Can I afford it? No. But I also don't eat at expensive restaurants, so my bill doesn't really come to that much. So whatever. It's not that big of a deal. You know, if you have bad service or not so great service, tip 15%. Or if it's really bad, 10%. If it's atrocious, okay, I understand. Don't tip anything. But especially if you're in a large group of people, leave something. And the other thing is, you're a pastor. When you say you give God 10%, what you're really saying is you give your church 10%, which means you gave yourself 10%. Because that's where the money's really going. It goes right back into your pocket. You are the church. Also, you're a cunt. It really does piss me off. I don't know why. I've never worked in a restaurant or in a profession where I would, rely on tips. But I've had friends who, worked at restaurants and stuff. It really does piss me off when people consistently leave $0 or like $1 on a $20 bill or $30 bill. I mean, at that point, that's a fucking insult. So the server posted a picture of the receipt. It didn't include the woman's name or anything, but it doesn't matter because she posted it on Reddit. And, you know, those hardcore assholes on Reddit searched out and found out who this pastor was. What's interesting is how the pastor responded. She says, oh, and by the way, the server said that there were no complaints about her service. They actually said she did a wonderful job. So it's not like she was a shitty server. All right. So after the identity of the pastor was found out, she said, I have brought embarrassment to my church and ministry. My heart is really broken. So it sounds like she feels bad about what happened. No, not so much. She told that to the smoking gun. Then she apparently called the Applebee's, where this all went down, and is demanding that anyone involved with the posting of this receipt be fired. And so Applebee's had to fire the server who posted the receipt. Now, keep in mind, she didn't release the identity. People on Reddit figured it out. Oh, and, the pastor wasn't tipping on $300 because she had the bill split up. So her portion of the bill was literally $34.93. So she had a tip on that tiny amount. The tip was like $5 or something, $6. Boo-hoo. Now, I'm a cheap bastard, and I hate people, so I can understand why you'd assume that I hate people in the service industry. And believe me, there are some complete fucktards I hate dealing with. But I do have a soft spot for waiters or servers or whatever, or like hairstylists that touch disgusting people's hair all day. The one thing I do not like, though, is when you order food for pickup, or you're at like the mall food court. You're at a steak escape or something, or a Chick-fil-A, and they give you, you pay with a credit card, and they hand you the receipt to sign, and there's a line for a tip. Like, what the, do I have to tip you for this? Or if you go to pick up a pizza sometimes, there's a tip line? I feel bad because I'm sure these people make shit money, but the whole reason why I'm picking up the pizza is so I don't have to have it delivered and pay the tip. It just annoys me when there's a tip line and, there really is no need for a tip. Speaking of credit cards, have you heard the new ruling that grocery stores or even like the Walmarts or the Kmarts or whatever can charge more for people who use credit cards? Because, when you use a credit card, at Walmart, a percentage of the sale goes to like MasterCard. There's like a fee that MasterCard gets, and I think it's all based on how much you spend. So, of course, MasterCard and Visa get their little cut. And so now, normally, stores would just eat that cost, right? But now, they can charge you. They'll add it to the sale. So, let's say, like, I was going to buy some douche. Some dooch. Some fruity-tooty dooch for my lady, right? Her pussy was really stinky. There's something going on downstairs. And before I eat her out, I want that fucking shit, you know, spotless. So I head down to the Walmart, buy the bitch some fruity-tooty dooch, and I pay with my Discover card. Because I'm one of three people left on the planet who use Discover. Scratch that. I'm using my Diner's Club card. For some reason, Walmart still accepts that, right? So now, I pay $6 for this douche. I don't know if that's a good price for douche or not. But meanwhile, the next register over, some guy's paying cash for the same exact douche, and he's only paying $5 or $5.15. I'm paying more because I'm using a card. Who the fuck pays with cash these days? Does anyone use real money? It's such a pain to carry around wads of bills. Now, and like, so you're going to get fucked either way. Because, you know, you can use the debit card, you know, that you get issued through your bank. You can use that as a credit, as credit or debit. If you use your card as debit, you're not going to get the credit card fee. However, your bank's going to fuck you over with fees for using, you know, the debit card. If you use that same card, though, if you press the credit button, then you're going to get fucked over by Visa or MasterCard. I hope there's massive protests. You know, the stores are going to have to post signs telling you when you walk in that there are going to be additional fees if you use your card. I hope to God we as consumers don't stand for this. Occasionally, there are, like, uproars regarding things. And then other times, people just, you know, just accept it. I hope this is going to be one of the times where people freak out. Hey, Reddit, enough with that fucking black chick who didn't want to pay a tip. Let's work on, Visa and MasterCard. Start fucking them over. All right, moving on now. Here is a congressman. This is surprising to me. Like, if you're in politics, you have to have an opinion on everything. That's kind of what you're paid to do. You're paid to have, you know, take a stance on something. You're supposed to listen to your constituents and then, you know, fight for them. And I understand you're not going to have an opinion on everything, every obscure, weird little issue that's out there. Like if a reporter goes up to you and says, oh, what's your opinion on what's going on in Belize? I wouldn't know what Belize is. Something going on in Belize? I'm sorry. I don't know what the hell you're talking about. But there are some issues that you know you have to have an opinion on. Abortion, gay rights, guns. Healthcare, you know, all those type of normal standard issues we've been dealing with now for years and years. So Congressman Aaron Schock, it seemed like he was blindsided when someone asked, you know, what's your opinion on gay marriage? A lot of states are, starting to legalize gay marriage. And his answer was like, take a listen.
And why don't you support that issue, by the way?
I guess he said that he does not support gay marriage, but he doesn't know why.
And why don't you support that issue, by the way?
I just haven't.
I mean, is there a reason? That is not a good reason. That's not a reason. Why don't you support gay marriage? Because I don't. Yes, but why? Because I don't want to, that's why. But that's not really a reason. I don't, la 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 la, I can't hear you, la 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 la. All right, let's pick this up again.
And why don't you support that issue, by the way?
I just haven't.
I mean, is there a reason? You know, I mean, it seems to be a few states have passed it. Obviously, that's the needle is moving in a lot of polls, and I'm just wondering what the reason is.
I think everybody has a set of beliefs on issues, social issues in particular, that are a reflection of how they were raised and their set of beliefs. And so, first, I would say it's probably more of my upbringing and my faith values. But I also think that so that's number one. Number two, I think we're all a reflection of who we represent.
I don't represent no queers. Where's he from?
And then third, I think why you're seeing some of these changes in laws is because people's views in society have changed. So, but I just haven't given it.
He's kind of all over the place. He says it's because of his upbringing, right? Which is the dumbest reason to believe in something or to not believe in something or be against something because my daddy said it was wrong. Okay, great. Wait, what about you? You're a grown man now. Use that brain of yours. Then he brings up faith. Okay, I can understand that. And finally, he says, well, the reason why there's gay marriage now in some states is because people's views are slowly turning. Their opinion is evolving. I'm sure you'll see more of that in the years to come. Oh, not from me. My daddy told me it was wrong. Matter of fact, me and him, we both burned all our gym neighbors' records last week after we found out he was a queer. Speaking of queers, as if this show could not get any gayer, I have got an anal massage video to share with you. What's great is this one's dubbed. Originally, this was in German, and you can sort of hear it in the background as it's dubbed over in English. It's Anatomy of the Anus, Part 1.
Where will this massage take place now exactly?
Das Sphincter!
The anus, our organ in the rear part of the pelvis, consists of two sphincters. First, the anus entrance, the rosette, and the sphincter, the first sphincter. This muscle, and the second one that follows behind, has the task of holding back the body's excrements that you only really open when you need to go to the bathroom.
The Scheiße! Now listen, this is not hot at all. When talking about anal massage, you really shouldn't bring up the whole issue of shit. You know what I mean? It ruins the mood.
In this massage, the first sphincter is stretched in all four directions. Then comes an intermediate room. Here, I may push through now, a space with tissue, and a second sphincter.
He's holding his one hand, and he's clenching it like an anus, and then he's using his other finger to stick it in his ass hand.
And this second sphincter helps to close the anus in the same way.
Yes.
And if it is open,
all the shit comes out.
If these rings,
your finger becomes all brown and disgusting. It is full of shit. You will have your lover lick your finger clean. Should he get shit on your finger as punishment?
Ocular muscles are open. The finger pushes forward. I can open it here into the anus interior.
You want to get knuckle deep?
Now we enter a larger, hollow space that can be expanded with movements of the finger.
It's so roomy in there. It's a very large space. You can fit 2-3 Jews up there.
An amazing experience in this massage, and you have seen this in our DVD, is the so-called finger hook. The finger hook that hooks in behind the second sphincter muscle and then stretches the sphincter circular muscle.
So you're supposed to hook, when you stick your finger in someone's asshole, you're supposed to like lift up your finger. Like you're saying, come here, you know, that motion, little hook.
Both circular muscles outward. Further, this hook touches the coccyx when it is directed upward. It can touch the coccyx from the inside, the location of the so-called kundalini energy.
What the fuck is this guy talking about? The kundalini energy? This German dude is nuts! I thought anal breathing was an extreme technique.
During intercourse, genitals hardly reach this point. And further, if the finger continues to turn downwards, it finds the prostate gland at the back of the base of the penis, the male G-spot. Or I could also call it the P-point.
I don't like that, the P-point.
Point of male pleasure. If it is massaged at the beginning, this often feels strange for the recipient, sometimes unpleasant, and may cause the urge to want to urinate.
No! Not urination! All right, I'm going to fast forward to the end here. We got to move on.
Do I have to be rinsed as the recipient of an anal massage?
Yes. Clean that shit out.
I do not set laws for this issue. If you feel more comfortable coming to this massage rinse, then wash yourself.
So he doesn't care if, you know, he gets some shit on his fingers.
If anal douches are completely new to you and you feel repelled by this and you still want to receive the massage, go to the massage. If your partner is giving you the massage, ask him whether it is a problem for him if you are not rinsed.
Do you have a problem with me defecating on you if you finger me a little too hard?
And you, as a giving part, if your partner is not rinsed and you suddenly find something brown on your finger, just imagine you are a fisherman fishing in murky water.
Oh my God, what? What are we watching?
And you caught something on the hook. Take it easy. There is no better or worse. Receiving the anal massage is always an experience.
It certainly is. I've gone fishing.
Rinsed or not rinsed?
Oh, I've got something biting on my hook. Never go fishing in murky waters. All right, in with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted up, fucked up news right now. Of the Distorted View Sideshow. What are you waiting for? Help support the program. Sign up right now. Superfreaksideshow.com. It's only $6.99 a month or $66.99 a year. If you go to distortedview.com, though, you might just find a link for incredible savings on a yearly membership. When you sign up, you get full access to the entire archive of programs. Plus, every week we do extended shows, exclusive programs, video casts. I don't know if I've mentioned this or not, but I'm going to be giving away a Wii U very soon. Full details on how to win that Wii U will be up on distortedview.com later this weekend. There's gonna be some things you have to do. There's like six or seven things you have to do. You know, like us on Facebook. You know, like little dopey things like that. You complete all of those items, then you're entered to win the Wii U. However, Sideshow Freaks will get an additional entry. Two chances to win. So sign up right now. Become a member. And you might just win a Wii U. All right, three quick stories, then we'll get the hell out of here. First up, New Orleans is known for its rich musical history. Black musical history. And Osmer Hernandez might be part of that tapestry. When cops encountered the 33-year-old Hernandez staggering down the street on Friday, he serenaded them with a ditty. What made his performance memorable, however, was his lack of clothing. He was a drunk, naked idiot singing. Cops say he wasn't wearing any pants. Oh, also, he was masturbating. I don't know how I could have left that little detail out. Officers asked him to put on the shorts he was carrying, but Hernandez just wanted to air things out a bit, apparently. No, Hernandez allegedly ignored the order, preferring to fondle himself instead. Gretna assistant, what is that? Police Chief Anthony Christiana says that while officers didn't recognize Hernandez's song, they could tell he was highly intoxicated.
She's a mean teaser. She took me half the way there now. She was a day tripper.
I'm not very good on this one.
Take it, oh. Yeah.
Try doing it without your clothes on. Also, fondle yourself. That seems to help things out. All right. Yes, Hernandez eventually dressed and was charged with public intoxication and obscenity. Oh. Beautiful. Nailed it. All right. Very quick stories today. Second one we have for you today. While researchers from the University of New South Wales Kirby Institute for Affection and Immunity in Society were Jesus Christ, is that a real thing? We're developing a questionnaire to determine sexual risk behaviors in Australian prisons. Forensic nurses told them about an odd phenomenon. I'm interested. In the last few years, they had seen several cases of male prisoners with skin infections on their genitals. All right. Those infections were a consequence of foreign bodies being inserted under the skin of the cock. Were they trying to transport drugs or something that way? Nobody knew how widespread this was, so the researchers added two questions to their survey, asking the prisoners if they ever inserted or implanted an object under the skin of their dick, and if they had, was it something they did while in prison? Quote, once we looked at the data, we thought it might be incorrect, so we went back again and verified everything, but it was all correct, said Lorraine Yap, a research fellow from the School of Public Health and Community Medicine and Kirby Institute at the University of New South Wales. Holy shit, was that right? Did I say that right? That seems very long. A research fellow from the School of Public Health and Community Medicine and Kirby Institute at the University of New South Wales. Whew, that's a mouthful. Her team's survey, which is the foundation of a recent study published in PLOS One, I don't know what that means, found that almost 6% of male prisoners in correctional facilities in Queensland and New South Wales had a penile implant. Why, you ask? Now, I haven't read this news story, but I've got a theory. You like that? I'm uninformed, but I still have an opinion. So here's the deal. When you're going to prison, you're going to be around men the entire time. You're going to have to shower and shit in front of them. It's very hot. But what if you've got a small penis? It's one more thing for these other prisoners to make fun of you about. So they have a penile implant. Make their dick look bigger. The bigger the dick, the more masculine you seem. People will leave you alone. I guess. I don't know. That's probably a dumb theory, huh? Yap's study concluded that the prevalence of penile implants in prison was a cause for concern. As most of these penile implants are inserted in prison, these men are at risk of blood-borne viruses and wound infections.
My sugary wound.
Harm reduction and infection control strategies need to be developed to address this potential risk. Yeah, but there's no reason. Why? Why are the prisoners doing this? The study did not ask the prisoners why they would choose to participate in this painful and potentially dangerous practice, but it cited previous literature on the topic, which suggests that these types of penile implants are intended to make the bearer more memorable to their sexual partner. Oh my God, was I right? With my stupid theory? To pledge allegiance to a gang, or more disturbingly, to inflict pain during sex. Holy Christ! They're inserting like razor blades in the under the skin of their cock. So when they're fucking another dude in the ass, it's tearing up their hole. Oh, that's awesome! Some of the objects that have been inserted under the penile skin include beads. Oh, well, that would probably make sex feel good, right? With ridges and ripples and stuff. Yeah, beads made from melted toothpaste caps, buttons, dice, and deodorant roller balls. The implants themselves have a variety of names, such as pearls, yakuza beads, penile inserts, penile marbles, and speed bumps. Like most exotic sexual practices, penile implants date back to the Kama Sutra of Vatsyayana. According to the Journal of Sexual Medicine, the first written evidence that stimulating objects were inserted by perforating the penis or glands was found in the ancient sex manual. In Thailand, a bronze dog statue with a penile bearing could be proof that the procedure existed in the 4th century. So it's been going on for a long time. One example is of a 25-year-old Texas prisoner who placed a heart carved out of a domino through an incision in his mid-dorsal foreskin that he made with the tip of a ballpoint pen. Despite the common claim that penile inserts increase a partner's sexual pleasure, the Journal of Sexual Medicine found that there is little to suggest that this is the case. Women, including wives and sex workers, reported finding the beads to be uncomfortable, and in some cases they cause bleeding and abrasion. That's how you know you're doing sex right. When the broad you're fucking is bleeding, gets all bruised up. Most sexual partners found that the inserts made penetration difficult or caused infection. Penile implants were also found to be a threat to effective contraception, as condoms were less likely to fit and more likely to break. You got a goddamn domino shoved under your penis skin. So there you go. Final story we have for you today. Have you eaten a Whopper? from Burger King in the last few months. If so, congratulations. You probably just consumed horse meat. Burger King has tonight admitted that it's been selling burgers and Whoppers containing horse meat despite 2 weeks of denials. Whoops, they're finally coming clean. Now, look, this story is coming from the UK. So I don't know if this is just European Burger Kings who've been mixing pony flesh with ground beef, or if this is like a worldwide thing. The fast food chain, which has more than 500 UK outlets, had earlier given a series of, quote, absolute assurances that its products were not involved. However, new tests have revealed these guarantees were incorrect in a revelation that threatens to destroy the trust of customers. It also raises serious questions about whether the food company, which sells around 1 million burgers a week in the UK alone, has any good idea about what goes into its product. The contaminant, look, if you're going to order a fucking $2 burger, you have to know it's not going to be the best quality meat. Still, I don't want horse bits in my food. It also raises feces is okay, but pony meat, no, will not stand for that. It also raises serious question about whether the food company, which sells around 1 million burgers a week in the UK alone, has any good idea what goes into its product. The contaminated burgers were made by the Irish-based processing company Silvercrest. So I don't think this meat is shipped over to us here in the U.S., I'm guessing it just stays in the area. Ireland, you know, England, stuff like that. The same company also made tainted burgers for Tesco and the Co-op, among others. Burger King has faced allegations of orchestrating a cover-up of its links to the horse meat scandal in order to give it time to find an alternative supplier. It's currently shipping in tens of thousands of burgers from suppliers in Germany and Italy in order to meet demand at its UK outlets. It is known that the management at Silvercrest has been using a series of non-approved ingredients in their burgers, Jesus Christ, for a range of household name brands. These include meat offcuts, including horse, that were imported in large frozen blocks from Poland. That sounds delicious. When the news first emerged, Burger King said it had been given an absolute assurance by its supplier that its products were not involved. Yesterday, Burger King Vice President Diego Beaumont said, "We are deeply troubled by the findings of our investigation and apologize to our guests who trust us to source only the highest quality 100%. Beef burgers, sure. Our supplier has failed us, and in turn, we have failed you." So, there you go. It's perfectly fine to be grossed out and pissed off at Burger King, but it was their supplier of meat. So, if you enjoy the Silvercrest ground beef patties you purchased at Tesco, congratulations, you're eating horse guts. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Friday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. All right, checking in with my freaks one last time this week.
Hey, shit stash Henson. Would you rather have sex with a retarded Jessica Biel in a wheelchair who hasn't showered for like 2 days? Mm-hmm. She has that retard smell going for her. Or would you rather have sex with a dude, a Middle Eastern man, who has shit on his left hand from wiping his ass because that's how they do in the homeland? And he smells like curry. And he has like a nasty ass, long ass beard like Santa Claus. They're both in wheelchairs, and they're both retarded, Tim. Who would you choose?
That's a good one. So Jessica Biel looks like Jessica Biel. This Arab guy, we don't know what he looks like, but he smells like shit. They're both retarded. Jessica Biel has a retard stench to her. I'm not familiar with the retard stench. I don't know what that smell is. It can't be any worse than shit. I guess I'd have to go with Jessica Biel. I think I'm going to go with her.
Hey, Tim, so I remember Ken here.
Hi, Danny.
Just asking if you have played Justin RPG clips yet, because I do not believe you have. And
yeah, we've played Justin RPG.
I am so sure that by the time you'll have gotten this call, that you will still have not played Justin RPG clips, that if you have, if by the time you get this call, you have played clips of Justin RPG, I will PayPal you like $10 or $20. and I'm serious.
Well, we've played Justin RPG in the past. I'm aware of that name. I don't remember exactly what it was, but I definitely know the name Justin RPG. I mean, I'll go back and I'll look at videos, and maybe we'll play some more on the show.
Hey, Timmy Boo. This is Sideshow Freak Bobby from Wyoming.
Hi, Bobby.
Hey, I had a quick question for you. You were talking about the murder mystery dinner that you went to.
Yeah, yeah.
You went through the whole story, but you forgot to tell us what the prize was for the best dress. I was just curious what your roommate won.
Yeah, what did he win? It wasn't anything spectacular. It was stupid. It was not worth getting all dressed up for, I'll tell you that much. What was it?
Jagu. Bye.
It wasn't anything spectacular. I don't even think he kept it. I think he may have left it at the dinner. It was completely, it was a waste of my time. I dressed up. Did you guys see what I look like? I think if you're Sideshow Freaks, I posted a video. I think it's the same video that where the Puerto Rican fat man is dancing around, that impromptu fat man dance or fat shakeup 2013. Look for that video on the Sideshow. At the end of it, I'm pretty sure I show a picture of what I look like at the mystery dinner. Just another Sideshow exclusive.
Hey, man, I was listening to that episode, Catch Up on the Show, about the crazy bitch who is going on and on about Brett Spiner and Bukkake bombs. And
that bitch is naked.
And how he's no stranger to crazy fans. Well, there's this documentary I saw years ago. It's up on Netflix. I haven't seen it for a while, but it's called Trekkies. It's all about crazy Star Trek fans.
We play Fred Schneider does the theme song for Trekkies. I don't think I have that here. Hold on. Let me see if I can find that. Trekkies. No, I used to have it. Fred Schneider of the B-52s. I have B-52 Schneider.
Up in my Chrysler, it's as big as a whale.
Oh, that's just isolated.
And it's about to set sail.
Uh-huh, uh-huh. Oh, here we go. Yeah, so Fred Schneider did the theme song to Trekkies 2, the sequel. Trekkies is a documentary all about, you know, Star Trek fans. Those nutty people. So here, and I've played this before as an opening on DV, but here's a little bit of Fred Schneider singing the opening to Trekkies 2. Space, the final frontier.
Outer space. Know the place, way, way out there.
Good rhyming.
These are the stories of the enterprising Trekkies, whose lifelong mission is to live and dress as citizens of the future. From Earth and all parts of the universe, finding strange new worlds deep inside the mind. Trekkies, who go boldly where no one would even think of going. Way, way out there! Way, way out there! Way out there, in outer space. We're trekking out a wild place. Paris to Polaris.
Polaris.
Rimini to Regulus. Juno to Cairo.
Rimini, Cairo.
Warp 7 from Tokyo. Let him say we're different.
It wasn't a rock. It was the Goron. Or whatever.
Hey.
All right, let's move
on. Tim, such a member, King.
Played that one.
Hey, Timmy.
Played that one.
Yeah.
Played that one. Next voicemail.
Hey, man. I was listening to that episode of Catch Up on the Show.
Yeah.
About the crazy bitch who is going on and on about Brett Spiner and Bukkake bombs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Next up here.
Hi, Tim. I just was calling because I'm driving home from work, listening to your show, and I just wanted you to know you're the only person that talks to me every day, and you're kind of you're kind of my only friend. So
sad man.
If you could please promise not to retire,
well,
or move for a few years, I'll go find you, and we'll hang out.
Now I have to move. All right.
Hey, yes. Tim. Sorry yes. to the listener who's in my mouth. Okay. I was listening to your January 16th show, and I'm listening to the part where the guy gets himself a piss enema. His
sure.
digestive tract must be a train wreck. I would think that, like, all of the ammonia and everything that's in
ugh.
Piss would just ruin his insides.
Yeah, just, maybe.
Like, I don't even know. It has to ruin him. Like, he has to be shitting blood or something. It can't. There's no way that doesn't throw off his...
Yeah, I mean, I've heard of that. People, there's some people who just want piss in their asshole. I think it's a small group of people, but yeah, I mean, it's got to do something to your asshole lining.
Hey, Ted, this is Robbie, Sideshow subscriber.
Yeah? Do you like piss in your ass?
I just want to point out how I think it's funny. The guy who is giving himself an enema with his own piss and then pissing it back out, and then when he's saying, look at that pole, look at that asshole or whatever. It kind of reminds me of the dickhole guy.
Yeah.
I think we need to hear some more dickhole guy material.
Yeah, we definitely do.
Do a comparison. It's been a while since we've heard the dickhole guy. All right, thanks.
Someone needs to do a comparison side by side of the piss enema dude and the dickhole guy. If you're a doctor and you know what happens to the body when you introduce piss into your anal canal, please email me. I bet you Haley's Comet knows. That's all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-666. Okay.
If your partner is not rinsed and you suddenly find something brown on your finger, just imagine you are a fisherman fishing in murky water.
Spread the distortion to all your friends about the podcast. Guys, thank you so much for a great week of shows. Sign up for the Sideshow. That's your homework this weekend. Sign up, become a member, and I'll be back on Monday to kick off a new week of programs. Till then, have a great weekend. Bye, everybody.
Hi, baby. Thanks for calling 1-800-WET-SHIT, the best place to talk about sex and more. If you're ready for action right now, enter your access code or credit card number now to get started.